Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to reach levels of optimum health, optimum wellness. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. That's what I attempt to bring you with each show on Healthy Alternatives. Now, my guest today, who I'll be talking to in a little bit, is Tom Wright. Tom is a former presidential aide. He's author of The Steel Shaman. He's a holistic healing professional, and he really helps enhance his clients' health. And we're going to be talking to him about shamanism, about healing, and even how you go from being a presidential aide to a healer. Now, every week I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can really have an impact on you. This week, I'd like to talk about the concern first, and then I'm going to be talking also about the healthy breakthrough around it. So the concern is autism. Autism, back in 1984, was diagnosed at about 1 out of 10,000 cases. 5 years ago, children would be diagnosed of 1 out of 150, which is a 40-fold increase in the incidence of autism. And now we're getting a diagnosis of one child in 66. This is an epidemic taking place. Now, one of the places to look for the issue concerning the development of autism, ADHD, ADD, all those letters of the difficulties that kids get is in their guts. We're actually having an epidemic of abnormalities in the gut flora. And this began after the Second World War when antibiotics were discovered, and each course of these broad spectrum antibiotics wiped out the beneficial bacteria in your gut, and it left the pathogens uncontrolled. Now, when a baby's in the womb, during the 9 months of gestation, their gut is sterile. When the baby is born and goes down the birth canal, they acquire the mother's bacteria in the birth canal. So whatever lives in the mom's birth canal becomes the baby's gut flora. And that's fine, except what we're finding is we're now getting a lot of women having their gut flora be abnormal. Now, when you breastfeed a baby, they actually develop a different gut flora from a bottle-fed baby. And babies who are not breastfed start to develop symptoms of autism, and again, all those letters of the alphabet that are negative, they start to develop that within the first year of life. If you give a baby breast milk for the first 2 years of life, it protects them from developing these negative bacteria in the gut. However, when you stop giving them breast milk, these bacteria that have negative impacts start to grow and develop. What researchers have started to look at is the mom, the grandmom, great-grandmom, and started to look and finding that with the grandmom, great-grandmom, their intestinal flora started having problems. It started getting worse with each successive generation. And now we have it at the point where we've got a major problem that's developed. So that's the problem. What can we do about it? Well, there's a doctor in the United Kingdom, Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride, and she calls her work Gut and Psychology Syndrome, GAPS, Gut and Psychology Syndrome. And what she says is that vaccination is kind of the last step in the process of the straw that breaks the camel's back is the best way to describe it, and that these kids start to develop symptoms of autism. What she starts looking at is by analyzing the stools of the kids, their blood, within the first few weeks of birth, they can tell whether or not the kid has normal flora in their gut or the abnormal kind. And if you can start treating these kids around age 2, you have the potential for taking what would have been autism, ADD, HDD, all that, and stopping it. If you go to a regular doc, and if they're not sure if the kid's developing it, they'll ask you to come back in 6 months. They're not sure, come back in 6 months. And you may miss this window of opportunity to actually help heal the kids. So what you need to be doing is getting this testing done, and it's not expensive. It's only $80 to $100 to get this type of testing done. And Dr. Campbell McBride has written a book about this called Gut and Psychology Syndrome, and she also goes in there as how you can help these kids, and she's developed very effective treatments to stop autism. First is you look at diet, and it has to be easily digestible foods that are dense in nutrition, and the kids also need to be eating fermented foods. What she said is it takes about 2 years to drive out this pathogenic flora and reestablish normal flora in the gut to heal it and seal the damaged gut lining and turn the gut back to being a major source of nourishment instead of a source of toxicity to the body. She recommends food supplements including probiotics, vitamin D, and vitamin A in the form of cod liver oil, exposure to the sun, and also detoxifying the body by using juicing as a gentle, effective way. Also things like Epsom salt baths, sea salt, seaweed powder, baths with all these things in it, baking soda, apple cider vinegar. So there are things that you can look at doing if you have a kid and you want to get them tested out to make sure right from the go their flora is okay. If it's not, you've now got options that you can take to get them back to normal. And by the way, if they do have abnormal flora, you don't do vaccinating at that point until they get healthy again. So here you have both the problem and a solution for you to look at. And you want to look at getting her book. You can go to the website www.gaps.me and learn more about the book and Dr. Campbell McBride. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Every week I also publish a e-newsletter that's free. It has health, nutrition, wellness information that's different from what I put on Healthy Alternatives. You can go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can click on the home button and you can subscribe there. Also, I've begun a new section on the homepage of my page on webtalkradio.net that has Dr. Teplitz recommends. It's people that I'm beginning to recommend that you should consider because they're creating and doing really, really spectacular things. Before I bring on my guest Tom Wright, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Tom Wright. Tom is a former presidential aide, an author, a holistic healing professional who is dedicated to enhancing his clients' health. He's been interviewed for his work on Newsweek, AOL America Online, Essence. He's been on the cover of Sedona, and he regularly shares his insights on radio talk shows, and he's been invited to speak at the International Amazonian Shamanism Conference 3 years in a row. Tom, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Hey, Jerry. How are you doing?
Great. I've got a question based on your bio. How do you go from presidential aide to shamanism?
Well, it's no, seems like a big leap, but it's really not. If who you are is somebody who is in tune with energy and healing, then whether you're a presidential aide or you're a shaman, you're still doing basically the same work. So after 15,000 hours of breakthrough work in seminars, rooms all over the country, working with people, I noticed that they had a lot of physical healings, and that's where the shamanism part came out of. It had to be who I was.
So how did you originally get, again, from the presidential aide to the shamanism kinds of things, how did your interest started to get perked in that direction?
I guess the direction of shamanism was something I was born with. I was born able to see energy in people's bodies naturally, but never had a context for it. And I just lived my life not really knowing how to define it, really. So the fact that I became a presidential aide did not change that in any way whatsoever. And, you know, even working at the White House, I have some pretty interesting stories about people's energy there, which we won't go into now, but
okay.
you see it everywhere. So it really wasn't a jump. It was more like in the background, shamanism was always there, and I just happened to get the offer for the job at the White House, and just the way it worked out.
So we can actually say you were really born to see.
Born to see. Some people are born to run. I'm born to see.
So tell us about the work that you do now and what you're involved in and how are you using it?
Well, if you think about it, there's a lot of people out there who want healing in body, they want healing in mind, they want healing in spirit. And whether it's your body, your mind, or your spirit, whatever it is, it takes energy in order to heal. You have to have more energy to go beyond what you're expressing as a disease. So if you can find a way to free your energy up and align it in the direction of healing, then you're statistically more likely to heal than using any other method. And then you use whatever modality you want to use to heal, whether it's allopathic, herbal, or massage, whatever you need to heal. So energy, holistic energy healing is all about taking trapped energy you have in your body and in your energy envelope and freeing it all in alignment with the direction of health, regardless of what kind of health you desire to have. And that's holistic energy healing. If I can see the energy in a person's body, and I can work on that specific place where it's blocked. And once you free it, it's like a dam. All other energies in other areas begin to free up as well. And you have a lot more energy.
Great. Kind of the way I define it is when you're ill and you've got a disease, you have to kind of do a major remodeling of the house, so to speak. And when you do that, you're tearing stuff out, but you need construction materials to, finish it back off again and make it better and more attractive and all that stuff. And the energy healing is that
those raw materials we need to create the new structure within us. And so you also look at, when you're seeing energy, can you describe to our listeners, are you actually seeing colors, you're seeing heat? What does it come off to you?
Well, it depends upon the individual. One of the most poignant ones was I was working with a man over the phone in Reno, and he had an energy blockage right behind his heart that was, and to me, when I saw it, and by seeing, it's a knowing of what it is. And it was a certain density, it was a certain shape and certain color. And when I repeated that to him, and then he communicated back to me, actually before I said it, what it was, exactly what was in my mind. So that's how I see the energy. He had a blockage there in his energy envelope that needed to be dispersed so that he could move on with his business and his personal life. And the color it was, the shape it was, the size it was, that I knew it was exactly what he knew it was as well. So sometimes I see colors with people. Other times it's a feel kind of density where you know it's there, and then your mind interprets the knowing and puts a visual to it. But either way, it's where it is, and it is what it is. And the more we can describe it and work with it, the easier it is to disappear that blockage. So sometimes, to answer your question directly, sometimes it's colors, sometimes it's not.
And you teach other people how to be able to, quote-unquote, see as well?
Absolutely. Through a course in shamanism, through the three-part course, they free their energy up, they get introduced to being able to see, and then the third part, of course, I work with them personally. But yes, I do that because the more I can share it, the more real it becomes.
Now, because of neuro-linguistic programming concepts of, you know, people either they're using the notions of seeing, hearing, and feeling, do you find when you're teaching people how to do this, their seeing comes in these different ways as well, where they might feel or see or hear something? Does it tend to run in more in one pattern versus another?
It depends upon the individual. Some people are very visual. Some people are hearing or auditorily oriented. Other people like to speak about things. Other people like to touch and feel. And I work with people based on whatever their largest opening is. And by the largest opening, I mean if they're more visual, then I work strictly with the visual to get them to be able to see, because that's the largest opening that they're most comfortable with. And the more success they have in being able to see energy in people's bodies through the way that they can do it, in this case visual, the more likely it is they'll expand faster. So I just work with what is already there rather than trying to impose upon any system upon anybody, which I'm really against that. You know, this is the schematic. You got to fit it. I'm more of the what's out there and let's work with what's out there kind of guy.
And are you doing it where you're physically in their presence, you're able to do it on the phone, or people give you a location? How does it come about in terms of being able to do a session with somebody?
Well, how it comes about is somebody approaches me with a healing that they want to have happen, and I can work with them over the phone, or I can work with them in person. Distance doesn't make any difference. In fact, most of the people I've worked with, I've never even met, so at least personally or physically in this lifetime. So it can work either way. Time and space and distance have no relevance to being able to do this work with a person. In fact, it's also very remarkable how you can, once you learn how to see, you can pick up on people's energies. Sometimes when they leave messages on my phone machine, because I work only by permission and invitation, their message is, oh, I want you to work with me. And immediately I begin to take on as a total empath everything that they're feeling, everything that they're thinking, everything that's going on with their bodies. And sometimes it's remarkable how quickly this happens just by listening to their voice when they leave a message.
Do you have a way to shut it off when there are times when you say,
absolutely,
I think I'd like to relax?
That's one of the first things. Absolutely, Jerry. That's one of the first things I learned is, man, I don't want this information all the time. And that's why I only work strictly by invitation and strictly by permission. And then I when I work with a client, I've narrowed it down to an hour before our meeting. That's when I turn it on. And then after the meeting, I turn it off.
And I assume you're able to teach other people how to do that as well, so they don't get overwhelmed also.
Absolutely. That's one of the first things I coach them on, is how to put your shields up and how to protect yourself energetically so that you can become like an oscilloscope. You're aware of the energy that you're recording, but it doesn't change the oscilloscope. It doesn't change your energy. Because I've worked with people who were suicidal. I've worked with people who had cancer. And I just want to be aware of what's going on with them. I don't want to vibrate at their energy level.
Yeah, I remember years ago running across some folks who had psychic abilities, but they didn't know how to turn it off. And they were really in a state of overwhelm because, it was just... they couldn't control it, and it was, all this craziness was coming at them all the time. So that's great that you're able to show people first thing what to do to prevent that.
Oh, absolutely. I call it putting your shields up. And I don't characterize myself as a psychic. I just want to clarify that. I'm just a seer who sees energy, and somebody who has developed, with thousands of hours of work, an awareness of what's out there. I consider that to be intuitive, maybe. I'm willing to live with that word.
Okay. And by the way, for listeners who want to learn more about the course that Tom does have available, you can go to his website. That's shamanism.com. So we're going to take a break now. And before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthier Alternatives, Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Tom Wright, in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of Shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, "These techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too." Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So my guest today is Tom Wright. Tom is a former presidential aide. He's author of the book, The Steel Shaman. He's a holistic healing professional, and he's really dedicated to enhancing his clients' health. He's been interviewed for his work by Newsweek, AOL America Online, Essence. He's been on the cover of Sedona, and he regularly shares his insights on the radio. And he's been invited to speak at the International Amazonian Shamanism Conference 3 years in a row. So, Tom, let's talk about the how-to when you're going to do a session with somebody. Kind of give us an example of how it all flows.
Well, when I sit down with somebody, the first thing I always do is ask for absolute permission and their invitation to work with their energy. And the reason why I do this is, as a total empath, I feel, I think, and I am everything in their bodies, minds, and energy envelope. I become that, literally. I go away and they show up. And because I'm just a clear space for them to show up, I can look at everything that shows up and tell them things about themselves that, because of either their issues or their health problems, they're not seeing themselves, but I can see it more clearly because that's my job. So when I sit down with them, I get their permission first and then begin to work with them. And usually what people do right away is tell me what they want to accomplish with the session. They have an issue they want to clear up. They want to have a health issue, a spiritual or a financial issue, something they want to clear up. And then I strictly work with them in getting to what it is that they're putting in their way to having this issue clear up. And what it is always some sort of stuck or blocked energy. And that's energy that I can feel and see.
So give us a concrete example of somebody who you've worked with and how you've really helped them.
Well, the most striking recent example was a woman who was being diagnosed and continually bombarded with the thought that she had breast cancer, and she went to the doctors, and there were lumps, and there were tests, and all this other stuff. And what I got to with her in the energy and grief release work was the one issue for her that was preventing her from expressing herself fully into the world. And the reason why she manifested the breast cancer was because it was a way to prevent her from expressing herself. There's a way for her to buy into her fears about letting the world know who she really was. But when we work with the fears, when we work with the core issue of energy blockage in her that prevented her from expressing herself into the world fully and completely, then this huge wellspring of grief came up and got released. And right after that, within 2 days, when she went back for further tests from the doctors, they said to her, the lumps were gone, there's nothing wrong, and you got a clean bill of health. So,
and of course, they said spontaneous remission.
Right. They said spontaneous remission. And you know what? As a healer, I'm just happy that it happened. I don't care what they attribute it to, but my client got healed. That's what I care about.
Yeah,
and it wasn't me who did it anyway. It was Great Spirit or Source, whatever you want to call it, but the energy that's all around us. And that was very recently and very striking to me how rapidly it happened. And that really helped to solidify how confident I am in that anything in the physical body can be healed darn near instantly. Anything. I have seen so many healings that other people would say, oh, no, that's going to take years. No, it disappeared within days. So I'm absolutely clear that you can heal anything in the physical body, but you have to get to the energetic body first and work with the energy that's being put into the disease, disappearing that source. And think about it. Once you take the energy away from the disease, it doesn't get energy on its own. It has no life of its own. It begins to disappear. It can do no other thing.
I actually had an experience a number of years ago. I was getting ready to speak at a conference, and I got up at like 7 a.m. in the morning, and all of a sudden I'm in the room getting ready, and I'm break out into this heavy sweat, and I'm not feeling good. And so I said, I better get back in and take an ice cold shower to cool me down. I did. I go downstairs. Realizing I'm still sweating profusely, I had to sit down in a chair. Then I actually had to lay down on the ground, on the floor, and I called the meeting planner over and said, I don't think I'll be able to speak. And I have a DVD of my seminar. You can show that, but that's about all I could do. And then I decided, what the heck? And I just started saying to myself the words, I energize. And my body actually started almost convulsing a little bit with energy kind of pulsing through. And that went on for maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes. And they had also at that point sent a paramedic over to me. You know, they said, because right before that, before I started doing this, they said they thought I had the flu and needed to, you know, maybe go to the hospital. Anyway, within 3, 4 minutes, I was done. The fever was gone. These chills were gone. I got up and I went out on stage and did the program and actually spoke for 6 hours that day.
Isn't that funny? We're so powerful, Jerry. We're so powerful, aren't we?
Yeah. So it's really to me. And can you talk more about the notion of mind over matter? Because in my example here, I was using my mind to create a difference over my physical matter.
Right. And what we call mind is really a conglomeration of energy. And if that conglomeration of energy is directed towards health, statistically, you have a much better chance of healing yourself. Because we've seen this with the placebo effect a million times. Even allopathic doctors will say the patient's attitude is more important than the medicine that we give them. At least some allopathic doctors will. And at least all of them will say, well, yes, the patient's attitude or their mindset is the most important thing in their healing, or is very important in their healing. They'll say something like that. So, yes. And shamans for years have been calling that intention. It's the power of your intention, which is simply gathering up your energy and directing it toward one particular goal. And when you do that, we're unbeatable. And then there's all this stuff that gets in the way of that.
There's an interesting study was done using MRIs. where they gave people a placebo pill and they took an MRI to see what was going on in the brain. And they found immediately after the person took the pill, the brain started secreting in areas that relate to the secretion of pain-reducing chemicals, started right. doing that immediately. The verbal suggestion created the physiological response in the body. That's exactly what you're talking about, of the intention created the outcome.
Absolutely, and how powerful that is. And on oncology wards or cancer wards, when morphine no longer works, the last resort is intention and mind control. That's the one that, when the pain gets that bad that no drugs work, they coached people or patients on using their minds to control the pain, and they found that to be very effective.
Now, does it make a difference when somebody comes to you if they quote-unquote have a negative attitude? Does that kind of block you from, in other words, their wife sent them type of thing, I'm only here because of her, does that block you're able to assist them, or are you able to work through that kind of matter mind block that they've got up there?
Right. That kind of mind block is easy to work around because I don't work with it at all. I don't try to change their opinion. In fact, I encourage them to have free opinions or beliefs about whatever they want. And, of course, I do coach them on the fact that those opinions will affect the outcome of whatever work we do together. And by not challenging any of their beliefs, which I'm not interested in doing, you just circumvent them altogether and work with the energy directly. And invariably, what you'll find is that they already know what's going on with them, and your confirmation of it really blows their mind.
I'm sure it would, especially when they come in. And like in my programs, I get people who literally on my evaluation forms, right, I was skeptical, but now I'm a believer. When they actually get to experience it for themselves, you're playing in a different ball field with them.
Absolutely. And again, I never wrestle with people's negativity because that'd be just adding more energy to it. I just look at them and see what's willing in them to go forward, and we just go forward in whatever direction or place they're willing to go forward in, energetically at least.
Tell us a little bit more about your course on shamanism. And again, it's located at www.acourseinshamanism, but you have to put dashes between each word. So it's a-course-in-shamanism, and shamanism is shamanism.com. So tell us more about the course, Tom.
Well, the thing is, what most people don't realize is energy is inclusive. It includes every bit of energy you have going on in your life. And that's why in the first part of the three parts of A Course in Shamanism, I work with people on cleaning up areas of their lives that they have energy tied up in. We have energy tied up in thinking about or feeling about our finances, about our relationships, about our car, about our dog, about our house, whether it's clean or not. When these areas are no longer part of our focus, all the energy that we had devoted to thinking and feeling about them then begins to be freed up. And once this energy is freed up continually along the 13 parts of the first part of A Course in Shamanism, then you can get into the more non-ordinary reality, such as seeing you have enough energy to see then people's energy in their bodies, or to do distant viewing, or any of the stuff that people want to do for whatever reasons they want to do it for, or healing. So I work with the mundane stuff initially in order to clean it up in people's lives. And once that's cleaned up, all this other extraordinary stuff then has the space to occur within. Because if your eyes are being occupied by an unbalanced checkbook, then they're not going to be able to see anything else.
So, Tom, it sounds like you're doing exciting work. And for people who, again, want to explore this further, he's got A Course in Shamanism on his website. It's at www.a-course-in-shamanism.com. Tom, thanks for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
I really appreciate it, Jerry. And I really applaud the work that you do, too. I've seen it in action, and I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jerry.
Next week, my guest is going to be Donna Eden. Donna is among the world's most sought, most joyous, and most authoritative spokespersons for energetic medicine. She is able to accurately determine the energetic causes of physical and psychological problems and to devise highly effective interventions. Tens of thousands of people from all over the world have learned about how to reclaim their natural healing abilities in her classes and workshops, and she's author of the best-selling book Energy Medicine that she co-authored with her husband, Dr. David Feinstein, and this has become a classic in the field. It's been translated to 15 languages. It won the U.S. Book News Book of the Year Award in their self-help category. And she's done a sequel in 2008, Energy Medicine for Women, which was the U.S. Book News 2008 Book of the Year in the Women's Health category. Donna's going to be sharing some things that you can do immediately to make a change in your energy and understand it and how it can really help you. And she's going to be sharing a very personal story about her experience with her daughter. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.